This is Holy Land Moments, a radio ministry of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. On today's program, the Fellowship's C.J. Burroughs continues sharing one of our Heroes of the Holocaust stories called The Task That God Demands From Me.
During World War II, after German widow Johanna Eck's home was destroyed, she found an empty one-room apartment in which to live. Besides her help in saving a Jewish boy, Heinz Gutmann, she also willingly harbored a young Jewish girl. Elfriede Gutmann, no relation to Heinz, had escaped a Gestapo raid by hiding under a bed. One day, while standing in line in a bakery, Elfriede was warmly greeted by a girl of the same age, Erica Hartmann, a Gentile and former classmate. Erica understood the danger Elfriede faced and gave the Jewish girl some of her personal Aryan documents. In 1944, a nighttime bombing raid by the Allies destroyed Erica Hartmann's house. Johanna Eck took advantage of the confusion and registered Elfriede with the police as Erica Hartmann, allowing the Jewish girl to live freely with the kindly widow. Elfriede, who survived the horrors of the war intact, succumbed to a sudden stomach condition shortly after liberation. She passed away in June of 1946, on the eve of her immigration to the U.S. Johanna Eck, a trained nurse, never left the girl's side. After Elfriede's death, Johanna paid for a tombstone with not only the girl's name on it, but those of her parents and her brother as well, all of them murdered by the Nazis. At a 1973 tree planting ceremony in Jerusalem, Johanna Eck was recognized as righteous among the nations.
You've been listening to Holy Land Moments. Join us in following Yael Eckstein's teachings with our Holy Land Moments daily devotions. To sign up, visit holylandmoments.ca. That's holylandmoments.ca.